You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I am so happy you're here. So before I introduce today's guest, I want to share with you my five tips to stop abandoning your goals. Here we are, January 2022. It's always the time of year where a lot of people decide they're going to lose weight, get in shape, you know, and they set their New Year's resolutions. But did you know that studies show that by mid-February, 80% of people give up on those goals? That number is astounding. So I want to share these tips with you. And by the way, if you're listening to this later in the year, just know that you don't have to, you know, set your goals in January. You can set goals anytime during the year, and I encourage you to do so. So my first tip is to make sure that you have a detailed plan. I like to use the acronym SMART. So you want to make sure your goals are specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. That is so, so important. So make sure you have that detailed plan. Second is get an accountability partner, especially if you are somebody that needs to be held accountable. Most of us do. We're all human. It's okay if you need to be held accountable. Find somebody that you can trust and is going to call you out and be like, hey, you didn't check in with me today. What's going on? So make sure you get that accountability partner. Third is attach your emotions to the goal. This is so important because the way that you manifest anything into your reality is the feeling that you want, the feeling that it brings. So I encourage everyone, and again, you can do this anytime throughout the year, is write yourself a letter and write the letter to your future self and date it 1 year from today and write the letter to yourself stating all of the amazing things that you accomplished, but more importantly, how amazing it felt. That is the key. It's the feelings that help you to achieve your goals. The feelings is what brings things into reality for you. Fourth, there's many apps out there that will help you keep on track. I use Way of Life. There's about, at the time of this recording, there's probably about five, maybe more. So you can use an app that'll help you to stay on track, or just simply set an alarm on your phone to remind you to take action toward whatever that goal is you're trying to achieve. Lastly, celebrate your wins. This is so important because every small step that you take toward achieving your goals needs to be celebrated. Now, the most important thing that I want to emphasize today is if you have a setback, it's okay. Please don't beat yourself up. Talk to yourself like you're speaking to a child that is upset. If you are talking to a child that is upset, you're going to be gentle. You're going to be compassionate. So please be gentle and compassionate with yourself. So thank you so much for listening. To learn more about me, go to my website at www.sandyscarlatta.com. Today's guest is Tommy Patterson. Tommy went from being a high school dropout to failing multiple times in business to now being the owner of multiple million-dollar businesses. He is an investor and speaker who is all about failing forward and helping people scale to be their best. His company, WKND Digital, has served clients such as Disney, Discovery, Trifecta, Nickelodeon, and many others. I hope you enjoy today's episode. It's really awesome. Tommy, how are you doing today? So great to have you on the show.
Hey, how are you, Sandy? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm great. Great. Even better now that I'm talking to you. So where are you calling in from?
So I'm in Sacramento, California. That's where my office is, but I'm usually traveling all around the United States for the most part.
Wow. That's really great. I would love to have that job.
Well, my wife doesn't like it, but it's necessary for what we're trying to do here.
Well, there you go. There's a means to the end, right?
Exactly.
So tell me about what you do. Tell the listeners about Tommy Patterson.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. I'm Tommy Patterson. I am an entrepreneur. I'm a brand owner. I own, five different e-commerce brands, direct-to-consumer e-commerce brands. I'm also an agency owner. We own a creative marketing agency called Weekend Digital, and that's WKNDDigital.com. I am a pursuer of excellence. I'm a hustler. And I love creating opportunities and marketing and selling products online.
That sounds amazing. And we'll talk more about each of your businesses in a little bit. But how did you get to where you are today? Because everybody has a story. And I love to share people's stories, because with our individual stories, people can learn so much from them. So what's your story?
Yeah, it's a long one, but I'll keep it short for the listeners. I, like most people, grew up and was kind of went down the traditional route of, going to school and, was force fed, college is the only way to make it happen and to go down the, kind of tracked system that we kind of have in our world right now. I actually didn't work out for me. I didn't graduate high school. I was a high school dropout, and I lost my father at 17 years old, and I was kind of thrust into life at a very early age. And, I fell into sales and marketing, which I loved. From there, I've always been, self-taught and always, had to earn a living for myself. And, it was a kind of a feast or famine, commission only sales jobs. After working for, 10 years, I realized that I didn't want to work for anyone anymore. I had a lot of life events happen. I had a child, and I ended up moving to Sacramento, where I met my wife. And I actually decided to go back to college at 30 years old. So at 30 years old, I got my GED. I went to college to potentially be a nurse, because my wife was a nurse. And I was like, hey, man, this seems like a good career here in California. You can make good money. And then I went through this evolution of self where, I found like a love for learning at 30 years old. And I went to college for about 3 years. And then I realized that college taught me so many valuable lessons about how to study and what to pursue. And through that process, I realized I didn't want to work for anybody else. And I started my first e-commerce brand, which was I Am Becoming, which is a women's activewear brand.
It's a women's activewear?
Yeah.
Nice.
IABMFG.com. That's correct.
Nice. I Am Becoming. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that for myself, my story is like so many other people's. It's like, we kind of go through life and we kind of have this idea of what we think that we want to do. And we go down these paths, and then, we very quickly realize that this doesn't serve us, or it's not something that we're passionate about. And at a later age in life, I decided to kind of risk it all and go pursue what I wanted to do in life and, let the chips fall where they may.
Well, and I'm so happy to hear that, because that's really what it's all about at the end of the day. But I want to go back. First of all, I'm very sorry that you lost your father at such a young age, and I can't imagine how hard that was for you. So I just wanted to say that and acknowledge that.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And going back to college at age 30, hey, I got you up on that. I went back to college. I got my college degree 35 years after I graduated from high school.
That's awesome.
So it's never too late. It's never too late. Yeah.
It's never too late.
But that's 100%. Great. That's really great, because, I too was one that I never went back to school because I didn't know what I wanted to study, and I wasn't, paying for it by myself. I didn't want to waste money on something if I didn't know what I wanted to do. But what I agree with you, like I learned so much from going to college, even as an adult. It was, there's really some valuable things in it But however, having said that, you don't always need that degree to make it in life. So
absolutely. I completely agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been in the recruiting business for many, many years. And quite frankly, it's really just a box that we check as a recruiter. We're like, check degree, like, doesn't matter where you go to college, check, they have the degree. Okay, next, you know.
100%. So, it's yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So what are the other brands that you have? So you have the women's activewear. That's incredible.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, basically when I was in college, at this time, this is, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with CrossFit, but mm-hmm. this yeah. sport kind of started taking off at this time. And I was in college and I remember distinctly, I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. Cause I love working out. I'm a very healthy and active person. And I started going and then I just kind of noticed this opportunity in the marketplace. I was like, I could see the writing on the wall. I was like, I could see that this is going to be a big thing in fitness, right? And I didn't know how big at the time. But so what I did is I was like, but there's an opportunity for someone to come into this space and create a brand. So at this time, you know, we started, it was actually a men's activewear company that turned into a women's activewear company. And, you know, from there, that's kind of what started my entrepreneurial journey. And so from that, I literally in 1 year, turned that brand, got it to about $140,000 in sales. And then the next year we doubled that. And then the next year we doubled again. And in 4 years, I was able to grow that brand to, you know, over $5 million in revenue, which opened my eyes to the possibilities about what you could do, you know, when you're very focused on something that you're passionate about. And then that kind of led into another brand, which was a Stratton. And, you know, we have a lot of different e-commerce brands, but I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that one active focus, that one channel of passion allowed me to create other opportunities just by being vulnerable, you know, failing forward, right? Getting comfortable, being uncomfortable, and building something that I was proud of, and that led me to all these other things that I'm doing now.
We are going to take a quick break from today's interview because I am so excited to tell you about a new program that I've just rolled out. It includes 2 group coaching calls each month to help you create the lasting happiness you so desire. It's only a $50 a month investment in yourself, and you are worth it. So visit www.sandyscarlotta.com/courses to sign up. I hope you enjoy the rest of today's interview. First of all, I wrote down, I take notes as we're talking, so I don't forget what I want to come back to. You're like a visionary. I love that. You really are.
Thank you.
So you just mentioned, did you say failing forward or falling forward?
Failing forward. You know, I'll elaborate on that if you don't mind.
Yeah, please do.
You know, look, I think everybody in life has different challenges that we go through, right? Everyone has a story, right? And I think that there's generational trauma that we all experience that we also don't ever really process. And, you know, I believe that in this world that you can do anything if you're willing to sacrifice, right? Because big ambition requires sacrifice. And if you're not willing to get comfortable being uncomfortable, you can't grow as a person. And so in order for us to do something, in order for us, right, if you think about it, like we go to school, and we learn these things, we have to sacrifice to be able to become a doctor. We have to sacrifice to do these things, right? Well, it's no different in any area of your life. If you want to build a business, you have to be willing to fail until you don't fail, until you succeed. And it's something that I really am focused on as an entrepreneur, and something that I really preach and I try to share with as many people as possible, because, you know, my belief is that you can do anything in this world if you want it bad enough, and if you're willing to pay the price that success asks.
Mm. And I love that you said how did you say it? You said it so much better. Uncomfortable,
yeah.
You know, pushing yourself to be uncomfortable.
Yes, absolutely. So getting comfortable being uncomfortable.
Thank you. Right? Getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And that is so key, because if we're not uncomfortable, we're not growing at all.
Agreed. You know, when you're working out, right, it's not the, you know, all the growth, it's not happening in rep 1 through 10. It's happening in rep 11, 12, 13. It's where you're pushing past that point of fatigue. It's where you're pushing through the boundaries, these self-limiting beliefs that you have in your mind, and you're willing to go through that and face that and confront it. And then what happens is what you start to realize in life is that there's just new levels that you're growing to. And with every new level requires you to become a different person and to align with your future self. And the only way that you can do that is by being willing to fail, right? Mm. And it's a really beautiful thing if you think about it. And you know, my kind of mission in life is to make sure that everybody knows that you can have whatever it is that you want in your life. You just have to be willing to sacrifice to get it.
Yeah. And I always think of the analogy, you know, with baseball, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, baseball players, I don't know what the exact average is, but they strike out more times than they get a hit, right?
100%.
I mean, they're constantly failing.
100%. 100%. Yep.
Yeah, I love that.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, if you think it's such a normal thing, and I think that what's kind of happened, it's unfortunate, is that, you know, just kind of how our society is and kind of how we've been, you know, just trained is, you know, we're kind of trained to just go through the motions in life. Right. And, you know, for me, I don't want to be average. I want to be exceptional. Right. I want to be above average. Right. Normal gets you normal. Right. Abnormal gets you abnormal results. And so in order to do something great in this life, and, you know, that doesn't have to necessarily translate to business, you know, my definitions of success is different than someone else's who, you know, maybe their definition of success is being an incredible mother or is to, you know, be an incredible leader in a company or to help people at a homeless shelter, whatever it is for you. You know, in order to do that, you have to go through the process to become that person, right? And that requires, again, sacrifice, consistency, effort, energy directed in a consistent manner for you to get a result.
Yes. Yes. And you mentioned how you're always striving for excellence earlier. And I do the same. And I heard somebody say once, I'm not striving for perfection, I'm striving for excellence. And I love that because
me too.
Perfection is something that, you know, we're never going to reach.
Agreed.
And I started reading this book, and I'm going to have to Google it real quick because I can't think of the name of it. But it talks about, here I am, I'm Googling as we're speaking. It talks about, you know, how a lot of us are in your zone of excellence.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. However, how about getting to your zone of genius?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's, yeah, and I can't find the book.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. I do.
Yeah. Because it's like, it's just like pushing yourself to even a higher level, mm-hmm. which is, yeah, how things are done and how we get better in life. So I want to go back to, you mentioned briefly generational trauma. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, listen, you know, when we're growing up, you know, look, I have three kids. I know for a fact my parents didn't have it figured out, and I know that I don't have it figured out, right? And I think that, you know, there's no roadmap on how to raise children. And I think that at the end of the day, we're all just trying to do the best that we can. But there are these things that, you know, from generation to generation, you know, get passed down to your kids and to your family. And those are, in my opinion, you know, not always healthy things. They could be physical things. They could be belief systems that aren't true. And so, you know, us as individuals, right? People who have children or people who have relationships, we need to be questioning, why do we believe what we believe? Why do we think the way that we think? You know, and this trauma that could be have passed from your parents could be from something that they experienced in a different time that they're just, they're passing to you. And you know, it's ingrained in you. And if you're not aware of it, and if you're not exploring those things in yourself, you know, you're really left with a predetermined mindset and view of life. And so I think what's important for people to understand is that in order to get a different result, we have to be willing to do a different activity or action. And in order to have a different life, and to have a different belief system, we have to question what it is that we currently believe, or why it is that we believe it, or the things that have potentially happened to us. So it's something that people should explore. I am actively always trying to get better as a person and try to understand how I can serve people better, how to be a better leader in my organization, how to be a better communicator to my community. And those are all things that require me to be constantly self-evaluating. And it's, I think it's something that we really need to work on as a society as a whole.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. And thank you for, you know, elaborating on that. And it made me think of having, I only have one child. He was my miracle baby. Mm-hmm. And I, growing up, there was, you know, the way that my parents disciplined was not what I would call acceptable parenting. Okay.
Right. Right.
So when I had my own child, and I thought about it, and I thought, well, you know what? They just, they hit me because that's what, that's how they were disciplined. Right. Mm-hmm. And yep. I thought, you know, and there was a couple of times that I felt like the line was crossed. Right. Yeah. And I made the decision when my son was born that I would never hit him because I wanted to break that cycle of generation exactly. upon generation upon generation. And on a side note, when my son was like 8 years old, this elderly pediatrician looked at me and said, "You've never hit your kid, have you?" And I go, "No, I haven't." "Why?" And he goes, "Because you should be hitting him because he's not listening." And I was like, "No." He does listen. He's 8 years old. I can't start hitting him now. But it's yep. that generational thing, because he was, you know, at the time, this pediatrician was probably in his late 60s, and that was that generation. And I thought, no, you know, I have to break this cycle, and we can do that. We can yeah. do that. But that's awesome. So Tommy, this has been such a great conversation. Is there anything else that you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, what the message that I just want to get across to everyone is that, you know, each and every day that we wake up, it's a gift. It's a gift to be alive. And, you know, your perception of reality is the lens that you view the world through. And the beautiful thing about life is that how you choose to view the world determines your reality. And so if you're struggling with something, if you're not happy, if you don't love your life, change it, right? Because every day is a new gift. It's a new opportunity for you to get better and to pursue whatever it is that you want in your life. You can have it if you're willing to sacrifice to get it.
You're speaking my language, Tommy. I love it. Well, thank awesome. You so much. And I just wish you all the success. I'm just, as a mom, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I wish you all the success in the world. Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you. Thanks.
I just love talking to guests that speak my language. So you can learn more about Tommy at his website, which is wkndigital.com. You can find him on Instagram at Tommy Patterson. And I will also put those in the show notes. So thank you so much for joining me today. My website is sandyscarlotta.com. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Coach Sandy Scarlotta. My book, Happiness Solved, Climbing 100 Steps, can be purchased on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And as always, I hope that you and your family stay safe and healthy, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and lots of happiness. Take care, everyone.